Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Otherwise, the vice president wouldn't give a ridiculous speech, which is just meaningless blah, blah. I mean, obviously, she feels obligated to pretend that they actually care about solving the problem. And what they look, even if you stripped all that away and they were nakedly, this is what we're doing here. When you ask them, like, okay, but all the problems that you're creating, like, how are you going to solve them? You know, for example, one of the problems in open border policy, and we've seen lots of reporting on this recently, is now we are getting transnational gang members flooding back into the United States in massive numbers. The gangs cooperate and collaborate with the cartels, and the gangs are important because they help build a network across the United States and Canada to facilitate all these criminal activities. And indeed, many of the communities that they most exploit are the illegal immigrant communities in the United States. So they're essentially building a new mafia in America and funding it with Biden's border policies. You know, it's like the guys that, you know, passed prohibition. It's like, okay, dude, and what's your plan for the massive criminal enterprises that are going to grow up because of prohibition? And they're like, oh, God, we didn't actually, like, have a plan for that. But our heart was in the right place because we just wanted people not to drink demon rum. They are creating unsolvable problems that they have no answer for. I think that's really the reason why they don't want to talk about this. Not because they want to hide that they want political power, but that they don't have good answers for all the horrible things. You know, it's like the Game of Thrones. You know, it's once I get the dragons into the city, I don't really have answers for, you know, what they're going to do after they burn everything to the ground.
Yeah, it's a means to an end, and the collateral damage is going to have a ripple effect. I mean, that was, you kind of sort of answer the question I was going to ask you, but like, how long does it take to clean up this mess if we were to get an administration or a Congress in there that would have the mentality to solve the actual problem that's at the southern border, which you point out with us on a regular basis? I mean, it seems as though the ripple effect of how this reaches out its tentacles into the country, from crime, drugs, the gang situation, it would take a lot of time.
Well, I mean, the answer is Trump did it in like 4 years. So it's absolutely totally doable, because what Trump demonstrated is you can solve all these problems under existing law. Right? So if government just does its job, it can solve a lot of these problems. That's the kind of the dirty little secret here. But I got to say, the one thing is I don't know about calling it collateral damage, because collateral damage just sounds like, oh, some bad stuff happened on the side. This is like real damage.
Yeah.
This is like destroying the fabric of this nation as we know it.
Yeah, it's willful. I mean, as you said, it's something that when you've been saying this at least since January, and anytime we've had to talk about this issue in previous administrations, the issue is the issue. It doesn't matter who's in the Oval Office at the time. If people are flooding our southern border, we got to do something about it. But the idea that we can point at something that everybody can see and the people in charge are not actually identifying the problem as we see it, especially if you were one of those border towns or border communities, that's extremely problematic.
And I think, well, thank you for raising it, but because I think the answer there is people would say, oh, my God, this problem is so overwhelming. Let's just capitulate and, you know, do stuff like amnesty and everything else and throw money at and figure out how to live with it. And that's the wrong answer, because if you capitulate, this country will be lost forever. On the other hand, if you just put other people in charge, the problem is eminently fixable. Because whether you like Trump or not, and the orange hair and the tweeting and everything else, he proved that you can solve the problem of border security and illegal immigration in this country. You can do it under existing law, and you don't actually even need all that much money to do that.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the proof is in the pudding. Jim Carafano, thank you. It's always great to have you on the show. Love having you here. Come back next week.
It's a, by God, high point of my life.
Oh, fantastic. That's a high rave review. Appreciate it. National Security and Foreign Policy Expert Heritage Foundation, at JJ Carafano on Twitter. I didn't expect that type of review. If you would have said it with a little more enthusiasm, it might be promo material.
Right.
Just need to put some really super exciting music behind it. All right, let's take a quick break. We got the rest of the show to talk about some other fun stuff, maybe a departure from the politics of the day. Unless you guys want to hear more Joe Biden, I could probably dig up some more Joe Biden. If you want, you can let me know on the live chat, facebook.com/AndyFryShow or the Andy Fry YouTube channel. It is May the 4th. May the 4th be over with, is kind of what I say for all the Star Wars nerds out there. I know this is a high holy day for some people. I'm not one of them. So much so that yesterday was my daughter's birthday because I had myself be induced the day before May 4th, so she would not have to endure that. Although my dad had said if we waited for May 5th, that it could be Cinco de Frio. I liked it.
Oh, that would have been good.
But it wasn't worth the risk for the May the 4th moniker. So happy May 4th if that's your type of thing. I'm more of a Mel Brooks type of girl. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for spending some time with us. Katie, you got a story about Kelly Osbourne. I saw the headline of the story and completely failed to connect it to Sharon Osbourne, but it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal here?
Kelly Osbourne is speaking out against cancel culture once again in the wake of her mom, Sharon Osbourne, leaving The Talk. This was published by Fox News. The 36-year-old former reality star recently spoke with Us Weekly about her mom's departure from the daytime talk show after she vocally supported Piers Morgan's controversial criticism of Meghan Markle and the allegations she made about the royal family. That happened, of course, about a month and a half ago. I keep trying to get people to change the way they think about this in the sense of, don't be afraid to make a mistake because we are all so privileged and it's an honor, Kelly told the outlet about how she's coping with the heightened publicity. We're part of the right side of history. We're part of a time when the world is changing finally for the good in the sense that people are waking up. They're seeing that people have not been able to be held accountable, and there is a huge problem with race in this world. She went on to say, that's why, like, I don't give an F about cancel culture. I don't give an F about what people think about me in that sense. Like, if you think I'm a racist, fine. You think I'm a racist. I know who I am. I don't care about what you think of me. I care about what my co-host thinks of me. I care about what my family thinks of me. I don't care about what somebody hiding behind a computer and a fake Instagram account puts up stuff about me where they don't know who I am and they don't practice what they preach.
You know, I think one of the things she says in there is talks about is being afraid to make a mistake. You can make mistakes that you don't even realize you're making at the time, and it can be career ending. The Sharon Osbourne thing, I never really understood how what she did equated to her needing to be canceled. And I got to say, along with Piers Morgan, I feel like Piers Morgan and Sharon Osbourne could do a show that more people would be interested in watching than any of the stuff that they came from.
I would love that.
Right?
I would love that.
If they were to do it both as, I mean, I don't know that Piers was he really canceled? I mean, he kind of canceled himself.
Yeah,
right?
he said enough is enough. I'm walking off the set and never returned.
So I feel like there's some strength behind that. And they're both entertaining individuals. They're both opinionated. I feel like the moment is now for somebody to take a risk on something like that and test the waters on how sick and tired we are about this cancel culture world that we live in. And also, who's the arbiter of who gets canceled and who's not? I still want to know the answer to that question. And I say that because, you know, if you're, we've talked a lot about policing today. We spoke with Jane Duker in the first hour. I encourage you to check out the Annie Fry Show podcast to hear her words on St. Louis and how they have these vacancies and how the lack of policing taking place in the city because of lack of staff is causing the city to become more dangerous. When you think about what police officers as a whole have to deal with, if you are married to a police officer, if you're the parent or the child of a police officer, what you have to endure. I want to play this for you. Katie, did you edit this police officer cut 3 and 4 here?
I did.
Okay. This, like, brace yourself for this because this is ridiculous. This is an LAPD officer pulling over a woman in a Mercedes because she was using her phone while she was driving her car, which in the state of Illinois is also it's a crime. You can't do that. Or I don't know, is it crime? Is crime the right word? I mean, you can't do it. In Missouri, have you been forbidden to use your phone while you're driving? Is that illegal?
I believe it is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you shouldn't use your phone while you're driving. Regardless, listen to the way this woman immediately treats this police officer in this exchange. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
You know why I'm being harassed today? Because I was going under the speed limit. I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because...
Because you're a murderer. Because yes, I started to record because
you can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you charity. Have a? Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have
and
you had that
you
picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
I mean, this is in broad daylight, and this woman is driving a white Mercedes. This is not like where you think that you're going to encounter some sort of danger, but this is absolutely abuse, and it's profiling, and it gets worse. Listen to how she continues to refer to this police officer.
Can you zoom in on that for me?
Sure.
Jane? Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
What?
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here
you stop,
go,
stop
murderer.
Shaking. Zoom in on that for
no,
me.
No, because
ma'am.
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
the
Okay. Well, you, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm
I
not
didn't
smiling.
That.
You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside
for
the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go,
be
dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You want
to call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What is wrong with people? My gosh. I mean, like, there's, I don't know, 2 minutes of audio there that has me in goosebumps right now because I'm so angry that this woman exists on the face of the planet in the same human race that I do. I don't even know what color her skin is. I don't care what color her skin is. I know what color her soul is. It's awfully dark. I'm so tired of the idea. You know, she says in there, in the midst of this, do you notice how she drops in? She's making an example of all of the worst things that society has to offer, of all of the worst assumptions, the worst judgments, prejudgments that we make on one another. And you know what she drops in the middle of that to make you understand she's a good person? She says she's a teacher. Like, everything she's doing is okay because she's somehow a teacher. Are you teaching my kids? Because if you're teaching my kids in the classroom, I need to call your supervisor, ma'am. What in the world are we doing right now to our police officer? She calls out the skin color of this person. She says she refers to him as Mexican, which I can't imagine that she could possibly know that he's actually of Mexican descent. And then she starts telling him that because this officer is Mexican, that he'll never be white. He's the police officer in the race war that we have right now. I mean, I play this sound in context with the story behind Sharon Osbourne and Piers Morgan, because these are very high profile people who are not employed in their previous jobs because they were alleged to be racists. Who's she? And the fact that she's a teacher, which is a noble profession. I married a teacher. I support teachers, but I also support good people, and I'm calling out crap people, and I don't care what your profession is. It doesn't wash away the sins of how you treat people. This is so offensively absurd. And this is the type of stuff that police officers are dealing with on a regular basis. You have a non-white police officer here pulling somebody over because they were on their phone, which you cannot do in the state of California. That's his job. He's doing his job. In my opinion, you know, I don't presume that he should have, like, physically done something that was outside of his jurisdiction there. But I wish he wouldn't have been so respectful to her, because he completely didn't get any respect from her in that encounter. Where are we going to call out, you know, this woman? Does it take doxing this one person? I mean, is her worst moment on film because she filmed it herself? Is that something that we need to hone in on because this is what this environment is creating? When you go after successfully Sharon Osbourne or the Piers Morgan story becomes a thing, you give credence to these morons who look at somebody's skin color and decide that the uniform that they're wearing means more against the person than the skin color that they have. Their rules, not mine. I would like to not factor in skin color to any of these conversations because, listen, there are people inside with circumstances and perspectives that come from individual life paths that create the person. It's not the skin color. It's not the eye color. It's not the hair color. It doesn't even have to be the socioeconomic neighborhood or lifestyle that they were raised in. We're individual people living individual lives. And this is a perfect example of how when you take the woke culture and you try to shove it in the face of Americans and you expect them to embrace it because they're so scared not to, how do you defend that?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And then whenever you pair that behavior with what we heard last week of a teacher berating a kid who was giving a presentation that police officers are heroes, and that was, she was doing it in front of the classroom through their Zoom meeting saying, how could you possibly think that? I would never call the police. What in what world do you believe that police officers should be considered heroes? These are the people, they're influencing our younger generation. And this teacher, this mother, I believe had her kid in the backseat of that car.
She says she's taking her kids, her son somewhere.
And it's crazy. It's crazy to me because I mean, luckily enough, we have a lot of young people and a lot of young students in these universities that are rejecting that kind of ideology and that kind of thought process and saying, no, that's not for me. But these crazy people that are teaching young kids how to function in this world and sometimes what is right and what is wrong and what's socially acceptable and what isn't when it comes to your belief system. I pray. I'm so scared.
It's frightening. Chris on Facebook says, Mercedes on a teacher's salary? Wow. Well, she might have a dual income house or something that allows it. It's just, it is ridiculous. And you got to think that if she were, I mean, I don't know. We don't know anything about this woman. We only know what she's shown us. Let's let that do the walking. You don't have to dig into her past to find out who she voted for the last time, who she wants to vote for this time, what she thinks about any mainstream story that's out there to know what kind of person she is in a moment like that. That was the officer's body cam footage. But you see her holding up her phone the entire time, continuing to try to, you know, and hilariously, like, all you're supposed to do is travel with your license and registration. She's like, yeah, I don't have that.
I don't have those.
That's at home. Whoops, sorry.
And you're jealous.
Yes, you're jealous. It's unbelievable. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to the rest of what I missed and a reminder about that baby pool contest you can enter to win a spa package. We'll tell you more about those details as well. When we return, don't go away. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Happy Tuesday, May 4th. Okay, so let's just get it out of the way here. I mean, which of you are, like, Star Wars a big thing for you?
May the Schwartz be with you!
It's really my speed. Right there is a little Spaceballs action. People said I was making fun of May the 4th. I say May the 4th be over with. And someone said, oh, she must be a Trekkie. No! That's not it.
I'm the Trekkie.
Mm-hmm. Both of you?
You are too?
No, I meant to say I know that you are a Star Trek fan, oh. Ryan, because you've talked about it.
No,
many
I wouldn't
times.
Be a Trekkie.
No, never. I'm more Battlestar Galactica myself. Star Wars, my mom and dad grew up with Star Wars. They absolutely loved it. Saw it, I don't know, 100 times in the theaters. So they were really big into it. Brother's really big into it. I never caught on. I think it's a great series.
You're happy for that.
I appreciate it, but it's not the end all be all for me.
I find Star Wars to be such a fascinating thing for people because they're so passionate about Star Wars and they're so angry about Star Wars currently. Like the original three were like such an impactful thing for people at that time. And then what was redone with them is clearly not welcomed in the majority of circles of folks who are obsessed with Star Wars. And I'm sitting over here with no opinion whatsoever. My son watched them, and he liked them. And he would sit down and watch them again, and I watched them with him. But I never got the pull, the suck into, you know, the whole idea of this Star Wars infatuation. I would definitely say, from a Marvel standpoint, I do get the pull from them. Granted, these are movies that are made in my time, so it's not the same as starting in, what, the 70s and trying to take that story all the way up to here. I did enjoy The Mandalorian, and I saw a rumor. This is completely, totally a rumor that Gina Carano might be in talks with Disney people to come back. I don't know if that's... I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just totally a rumor. Like, a totally sure. Not reporting that as news. But it is being discussed. I did see a story, however. I'm trying to see. I save this in my Google app, but I don't really know what that means. I don't Where really know go? How to. Let's see. Favorite pages. No, I'm just going to Google it and see if I find it. The Disney Plus series WandaVision and... the idea that the end of WandaVision was actually going to be a Doctor Strange, like the end of it was supposed to include Doctor Strange.
Oh,
it was supposed that would make
to
sense.
Yeah, it was supposed to pull him in. And this is an article from CNET. Doctor Strange cameo cut from WandaVision to avoid, quote, white guy saving the day.
Oh
no.
Marvel even finalized a deal with Cumberbatch to appear in the season's finale episode, according to Rolling Stone. Some people might say, oh, it would have been so cool to see Doctor Strange, according to Marvel chief, is it Feige? Kevin Feige? Feige, I don't know, told Rolling Stone for the May print edition, but it would have taken away from Wanda. We didn't want the end of the show to be commoditized to go to the next movie. Here's the white guy. Let me show you how power works. Here's the thing. I completely, from watching, if you haven't watched WandaVision, I'm not going to go into detail about how it ends, but Wanda is great at the end of the series. They did a great job with her character, and the story ended in a way that I thought was fantastic. It didn't need Doctor Strange in there. Maybe Marvel needed Doctor Strange in there to make you want the next thing, but Marvel has a way of making you want the next thing anyway because it's so well done. But I don't need to see an article about this is virtue signaling passively. Like, I just want everybody to know that we pulled Doctor Strange out of the end of this series because we didn't want the white guy to come in and save the day. So I just dumb. Saw that and I was like, stop it. Everything was fine until you told me this. This is a blissful ignorance that I was living in, and boo.
Yes, I totally agree. Gosh darn it. That would have been cool, though, to see him. I would have liked that.
Let's get to the rest of the stuff here.
What I miss.
Two professors from Roosevelt University in the great state of Illinois, Ralph and Gina, they're really pumped about their job because they get to talk about one specific thing all the time.
You fit in so well with their, you know, the university's philosophy and mission, right?
I mean, it's all social justice all day, every day. I get to talk about all day, every day, baby. I love all the time.
All day, every day.
All day at the day gig, all night at my night classes, when I'm here. Like, I mean, really, I'm living the life over here.
Is this a supercut?
Yeah, I always flip out the kids that take my master's class on fiscal policy and public budgets when the first three or four classes are devoted to philosophy of social justice and how you organize society. We don't talk about one, you know, budgetary item. They're like, oh, man. Professor Martiri, this is a really weird way to teach a budget.
That wasn't super cut.
Oh my gosh. Oh, they're saying the quiet part really loud right there, which is another phrase I hate from the internet, but yet it applies. You're just admitting right out there, wide out there in the open, that you were taking kids that are in a hostage situation in your class because they need to, they're paying you as the educator to help them get a degree that will turn them into an employee, or even better, an employer. But here you are, using it as a platform for your social justice endeavor. You should be ashamed of yourself, and so should Roosevelt University. I hope these people are fired. End it.
They're openly bragging that their classes have nothing to do with social justice, and somehow they spend the first 3 credit hours or whatever it is injecting nothing but social justice into it. There will be no comeuppance for these people because it's Illinois.
That last guy that was talking is like trying to teach people how to plan a budget, like to work off of a budget.
And why do you need a budget? Look at the government. They don't budget.
So going along in this line with social justice, wokeness, everybody was very shook up about this CIA recruitment video. I just have a small clip from it.
I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not in. A woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked.
I need a map. What? Jeez. I need, explain to me who this person is and why any of that has to do with her ability to work in the CIA. Because I've seen my husband, who is a white, let's see here, Lauren, we'll stop the things. He's thinking, no, Annie, shut up, don't say it. White, cisgender male. Blah, 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 blah. And he has changed diapers with one hand while consoling a toddler and a neurotic wife at the same time. So I think he's Superman. Can he work for the CIA? Probably pays more than public education.
So the only people they're recruiting with this ad are people who actually know what words like intersectional even mean, which means they're just recruiting the absolute far left progressive, most woke people they can find for the CIA with this ad. That's a little frightening.
You guys remember the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo? He's got some things to say. He's got some things to tell you about COVID people.
Who are the groups who are targeting on the vaccination? Youthful and the doubtful. And there is an attitude that they'll be fine. Why should they take the vaccine? Maybe you will get a long haul syndrome that we're not really sure what it is yet, but a lingering consequence of COVID. Or maybe you go home and kiss your grandmother and wind up killing your grandmother.
Let's see here. Of all people to be talking about killing grandma. Really, Cuomo, that's where you want to go with this. Are you implying that if you were to go home, if you were to do something that would affect the life of grandma in a negative way, that I should have guilt for my personal decisions about the life of grandma? Because I'm thinking to myself, if that is in fact the case, maybe there's a mirror around. Somebody could show Governor Cuomo and expose him to some of the decisions that he's chosen to make, and how many grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and brothers and sisters and spouses that his decisions have made. This man has no shame.
No shame.
I can't believe Cuomo is even putting himself back out there. The heat had been kind of turned down off of him. Like, what's he doing?
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We appreciate it. We had a full show. Jane Duker, Tony Colombo, Mark Cox, Amy Cordy, Jim Carafano, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that all mixed in. You can check it all out at the podcast, which you can find at the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. Just type in Annie Fry Show podcast when you do the search, and we will be there. Subscribe and take us with you wherever you go. Stick around because the Mark Reardon Show is coming up next. So beat the
drum. Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.